This is the fifth anniversary season of the Middleton Community Orchestra. They have a performance celebrating same Wednesday, February 24th. That's the day after tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. at the Middleton Performing Arts Center in Middleton. And that concert is going to include two works by Mendelssohn, his Hebrides Overture and his Scottish Symphony, and in between the two, a cello concerto by Dvorak. In fact, the one and only cello concerto by Dvorak. And the soloist for the occasion will be Andrew Briggs. And welcome to the Midday.
Hi, Norm. Thanks for having me.
Well, what prompted you to take on this particular concerto?
Well, how I got asked to do this was a very interesting story. I moved here from New York City last year to start my doctorate at the University of Wisconsin. And I was driving my things in with my mom from Colorado. We go into the parking lot of where I was moving in and pull out my cello. It was late August. Wanted to get the cello in the shade. And I was approached by a woman who was like, "Oh, I see you play cello. Where are you playing at?" And I said, "Oh, I'm starting my doctorate." And it turned out to be Mindy Taranto, who is the co-founder of the Middleton Community Orchestra. And she was there with Larry Bevick, who's also a co-founder. And so we started talking, and she asked me to sub for her principal cellist the following week. They were playing the William Tell Overture, which has a huge cello solo at the beginning.
Sure.
So I ended up going in, playing one rehearsal with them, and because the solo is similar to a concerto style, they contacted me later that season asking if I would play Dvorak with them this season. So it was an incredible lucky coincidence, because they're the first people I met, like, stepping out of the car into Wisconsin. And it led to this opportunity. So
sometimes serendipity happens, doesn't it?
Yes, it was amazing.
And had you played this concerto before?
Yes. When I was an undergrad at University of Colorado, I won the concerto competition, which led performances with the University of Colorado Orchestra, as well as some other another regional orchestra in Colorado. And I actually was working on it while in New York City at Juilliard for my master's. And the interesting thing about this was that, because this was the first time I had moved from Colorado, which is my home, I related really deeply to the piece, because Dvorak wrote this piece when he was living in America and was incredibly homesick for his homeland. And so he was writing, this music is all Czech music. It was written around the same time as the New World Symphony and the American String Quartet. But you notice that it's not like those pieces at all. It's all Czech music. And it just really resonated with me at that moment, because I was, like, missing the mountains. And, you know, you're in New York City where you're basically anonymous with 8 million other people. So it became a very kind of transformational work for me to play. So,
and this is not one of those concertos where you have kind of a long, leisurely orchestral exposition to get into the zone, as they say.
Well, you have 2.5 minutes of really beautiful orchestral music, and then you jump in and you're in the midst of the action right away. So it's pretty exciting from the beginning.
So. And you brought your cello?
I did bring my cello.
And you're actually going to you will be playing for us then the first several minutes of your part of this, really one of the great cello concertos, the one by Dvorak.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you. And that's just the beginning of the solo part in the Dvorak Cello Concerto, which Andrew Briggs is going to be playing with the Middleton Community Orchestra day after tomorrow, Wednesday night at 7:30. And just one more question, Andrew. When you're getting ready to play a concerto like this, how do you prepare? Because obviously you don't have the orchestra with you when you're practicing. You have to kind of mentally fill in the blanks. You follow the score, or how do you do it?
The interesting thing about this piece is that because the orchestra is so involved, and we actually consider it a cello symphony because the orchestral part is so important, I have to prepare a lot with the complete orchestral score, conducting through it every night and knowing exactly which part of the orchestra is really playing like chamber music with me. It's a lot of small chamber ensembles throughout the work. So I have to be completely aware of who is playing with me at all times. So it's a lot of work, but it is one of the most amazing pieces you could play as a cellist. So,
well, I'm glad you're getting the chance to play it in Middleton Wednesday night. Thanks for stopping by and giving us some insights into one of the great cello concertos.
Yeah, thank you so much.